Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Today and forever, he reigns and he rules. Amen. Let's just pray. We're going to do things a little bit differently this morning. Amen. Let's just pray. Let's just lift our hands to him. Father, I thank you for a spirit of wisdom and revelation to be on every single person in the room. Father, you give us an understanding of how great you are and the victory that you have won for us. And Lord God, we can partake in that victory every single day. And Lord God, today, like any other day, is Victory Day. But today, Lord God, we thank you that we're going to appropriate, we're going to take hold of by faith your victory for every single one of us and all those for that, those that are also that we love and we want to see come into your kingdom. So, Father, we thank you for your wonderful gift of Jesus. What a wonderful name he is. He's the Lamb of God. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Father, just praise him just for 1 minute. Just release your praise. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord God. Lamb of God, King of Kings, Mighty One. I exalt you today, Lord God. Be glorified today. Be exalted today. Be lifted high today, Lord God. No other name but your name, Lord God. Every eye focused upon you and what you have done, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to go through just a couple of scriptures. Hopefully, Chris, my wonderful, faithful servant this morning, brother, is going to help us as we go through. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people, the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. God has called us out of darkness. Called us out of things of destruction, of those things. Called us out, in a sense, from anything that's happened to us that would have defined us. And he's called us into the wonderful light of his victory and of his glory. Amen. Titus. Oh, there's one for a Sunday morning. Titus 3. New Living Translation. I love this. He saved us not because of the things we did, but because of his mercy. His mercy is new this morning. His mercy is new every single day. And his mercy is new this morning for every person here. He washed away. He washed away our sins and gave us a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us because of what Jesus Christ, our Savior, did. Jesus' sacrifice for our sins was not an afterthought, not something God decided to do when the world seemed like it span out of control. This plan was set in motion by the all-knowing, eternal God long before the world was created. Isn't that wonderful? In the eons of time, in a sense, you can't really have time in God, can you? Because he's eternal and he lives forever. I'm going to explain that one. But in him, in his plan, he planned, you know, as he threw the stars into place, he planned that his Son, the Mighty One, the Word of God, you know, the one that was there with the Father, Son, and, you know, together they all, you know, they were one in relationship and unity with one another. And the King of Kings emptied himself and funneled himself down to the size of a human being. Fully God and yet fully man. And God had a plan and he set this plan in place. In his love and desire to be merciful, God could not overlook the serious nature of sin. Why is that? Because he is righteous. All that he is and all that he does is right and holy, as well as merciful. See, what happens with sin? Sin alienates us, it separates us from God. He could not declare a general amnesty saying sin didn't matter. You know, in this country, you know, we sometimes have an amnesty and people bring in knives. You know what I mean? And a few knives. I wonder in other countries, you know, people will wheel up tanks, you know, and a bazooka. Do you know what I mean? As an amnesty where they bring stuff in. But, see, God couldn't declare just like, you know, like sin didn't matter. Instead of jazzing us in the way we deserve, God sent his son to die for us and set us free by his mercy. Amen. For ultimately, mercy is choosing to deal with us, not as we deserve, but as Jesus deserves. Psalm 103, 10 to 12. I love this in the message. It's going to come up there. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. As high as the heaven is over the earth, so strong is his love to those who fear him. And as far as the sun rises from sunset, he has separated us from our sins. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Jesus didn't come to do his own will, but the will of the Father. He lived in perfect submission to the Father. Jesus shared in all our humanity and was subject to all the temptations that we experience, yet he did not sin. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus had to share in our weaknesses. Our sacrifice had to be as weak as we are in our humanity. That's a profound thing for us to really understand. It's that wonderful truth which I've already mentioned. Fully God and yet fully man. He was fully God in all he was in his character and nature, but he was fully man. That means he shared what we experience, what we go through, what we understand, what we have to overcome. He shared in that. God's righteous judgment on sin had to be satisfied so he could display the mercy that was in his heart. He couldn't just say, oh, it doesn't matter, guys, because God is a righteous God. But what did he ultimately want to do? He wanted to share the mercy that was in his heart. And how did he share that? His judgment on sin is death. Now we know this, the wages of sin is death. So someone had to suffer the death we deserved. So the sacrifice of Jesus satisfies his justice. He has shown that sin does matter. And in his love for us, has taken the penalty of that sin upon his very body. We had a prayer meeting this morning and Tim was leading the prayer meeting. We can never, ever get tired of the power of the gospel. We can never get tired of the grace of God and the mercy of God. He could offer his life as a perfect sacrifice, the sinless for the sinners, the righteous for the unrighteous, the holy for the unholy, the perfect for the imperfect. Jesus Christ died in our place when he was crucified on the cross. At what extent did that happen? He paid for you for the precious blood, lifeblood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. He paid for you. The price of your freedom was nothing shallow. That very blood that was coursing through his very the Son's veins, that blood was poured out for you and me, and it purchased you and me forever. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15. I love this. This is the message. He included everyone in his death so that everyone could be included in his life. A resurrection life, a far better life than the people ever lived on their own. I think that's amazing. In this point of time of history, there's about 7 billion. We're probably going over a little bit now. 7 billion people. But you think of through all the processes of time, the victory of that cross was there and was available for every single person on the planet. That act and the reality of what Jesus did was available for every person. Every person was included. Every man and woman and child of every generation was included in the work of the cross. But because of God's mercy, his forgiveness and eternal acceptance are made available to all. Because of his mercy and his grace, our eternal acceptance, our forgiveness is made available. All died in Christ. Now listen to this. But only those who believe in him and avail themselves of his mercy are raised to a new life in him. It's not just head knowledge. It's not just knowing like who Jesus was. Okay, he was this, who do you think Jesus is? Oh, I think he's this person. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus is the only one that, have you guessed it this morning? All I'm going to talk about is Jesus. All right? When I was praying for this, I just said, Lord, I have nothing to say other than you today. I've got nothing to say other than your victory on the cross. I've got nothing to say other than what you have accomplished. Amen. But by God's grace and mercy, see, God has made Jesus the only means of salvation. This is the funny part with this for me. And yet we need the mercy of God even to avail ourselves of his mercy. Yeah? We need the mercy and the grace of God. Saving is all his idea. Saving is all his idea. It's all his work. All we do is trust in him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. You see, you could not have salvation without Jesus dying for you. You could not have salvation without the Father drawing you to himself through the cross. You could not have salvation without the Holy Spirit convicting you of sin. And then once forgiven, coming to live in you. I can only be thankful of his mercy and grace. So the entire work of salvation is his alone. God has ransomed us from the tyranny of sin, not with money, but with the precious blood of his own Son. We can't escape from sin on our own. Only the life of God's Son can set us free. Only the life of God's Son and the power in that blood can break those things in us and make us clean and acceptable in his sight. Amen. Amen. Nothing that we do. And I'm just going to ask for a little bit of participation now from my selected friends that I've asked to join in me here now. How does God want us? What did God do on the cross to set us free? God wanted his Son to be stricken and afflicted. Who's got that one? Okay. Cheers, Ron. Why? So we could be set free from everything that afflicts us. He completely identified with the very worst conditions men could ever experience. He was stricken and he was afflicted. And he has broken the power of all of those things. Jesus was crushed. Who's got that one? Okay. Sharon. He knew as he hung on the cross what it meant to feel totally crushed by the events taking place. But what was happening to him? Jesus completely identified with us in our needs. So now that we completely be identified with him in overcoming those needs. He bore that crushing reality upon his life so we can be set free from the crushing reality of life and circumstances. His appearance was disfigured. Who's got disfigured? Okay. He identified with those who are disfigured. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him as he hung on the cross. He identified with all who feel they have no beauty, either physically or in the way that they think about themselves. Because God was disfigured, he breaks the power of every lie of disfigurement. Everything that we would believe, where the enemy would speak negative things over us. He was despised and rejected by men. Many today suffer the negative effects of rejection and feel despised. They also despise those who reject them. Jesus identified with this to set them free from every aspect of rejection. See, once you know that you are a child of God, once you know that you are loved and accepted, once you know you are significant, once you know that you're secure in him, you know that in your heart of hearts. And the victory of that cross and the victory of that blood has broken every rejection. Every single thing where others reject us. Because we're in him, we're not in the rejected one. We're in the one who is loved and chosen. He was a man of sorrows. Okay, here we got that. He identified completely with those whose life ceased to be a constant a tale of sorrows, one negative experience after another. All this sorrow he took upon himself to set people free and to give them a life of joy instead. Amen. All that, you see, he's borne all of this on his body. Uh-oh. I wondered if you've noticed what these are. Stripes. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. He's got that one, okay. All the guilt of our sins was laid on him. So that we might be set completely free from the great burden of sin. Every transgression was laid upon the Lord. So we might walk in total freedom. He was pierced. We don't need to be pierced anymore. We don't need to be pierced or afflicted because he took the punishment that has given us peace forever and ever and ever. And everybody said, he was wounded. Let's get that one. By his wounds, we are healed. Every physical wounding, every emotional wounding, every aspect of being wounded, so that we may be completely free inside. Those wounds, you know, sometimes wounds go deep on the inside. Well, Jesus suffered those wounds. He broke the power of those wounds that we don't have to suffer any wounding because he is merciful and he's gracious to every one of us. He was oppressed and afflicted. Let's hope. Thank you. Even those who feel oppressed, as if they're hemmed in or under a great weight that is pressing down on them, can know that Jesus suffered what they experienced so that they may be set free. See, by oppression and judgment, he was taken away. Every judgment, on every condemnation, every oppression was broken when Jesus conquered death and hell and everything on it on the cross. Those who have suffered for being judged unfairly have one who died on their behalf so that they can be liberated from the negative emotions that arise out of a sense of being dealt with unjustly. See, we've got no right to hold on to offense. We've got no right to hold on to forgiveness. You know, Jesus was on the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. He stood in that place to be that substitute for you and for me. And the last one now is the suffering of the soul. Your soul consists of your mind, your will, your emotions. Jesus suffered in his soul that you can be healed of any need that afflicts your mind, will, and emotions. I praise God for the crown of thorns. I praise God that that crown was pressed into his head, and the power of those thorns, the blood that came from his head, broke every curse. The blood that went into his head broke every mental oppression and depression. It is a done deal. Jesus suffered that so we would not need to suffer. Now, there's no condemnation this morning at all for anyone who's suffering anything. Jesus wanted to free us from every negative that the devil has been able to instigate because of man's fallen estate. All oppression, sickness, and bondage was broken at the cross. Amen. Just going to space these a little bit. I'm going to do something in a minute, and I really want you to get excited about this. And I think you're going to get it. Just want to turn to Romans 8. This is in the truth version. Verse 4. In Christ, all the demands God experienced in the laws he gave were fulfilled. So that now we live in the good of what he accomplished. He succeeded where we had all failed. Failed miserably. So that now we can live as if we had succeeded. His success has become our success. His victory is our victory. His life is our life. His success, everything that he accomplished by these wonderful, amazing stripes of Jesus, we believe that Jesus was crucified, buried, and raised to new life. The emphasis is not placed on what we have done, but on what he has fully achieved. So often, you know, we look at the cross and we think it's about us. Actually, the cross is about Jesus. The cross is about his victory. The cross is about what he has fully, 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 fully accomplished for us. Amen. Why is that? We are intimately connected and related to what he has accomplished. Can I just have the band up, please? Is that okay? His success has become our success. Just see this now in the back. His death is our death. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but the life I live by faith. His death is our death. His tomb is our grave. Amen. His tomb is our grave. This is the best one, though. His resurrection is our new life. today. Today. Our new life today. We don't appropriate that life for tomorrow. We appropriate that life for today. I'm just going to give you one. Guys, you can start just playing. Thank you. I'm going to give you a Watchman Nee quote. One of my favorite Watchman Nee quotes. It says, "In Christ, we are conquerors." No! More than conquerors. In Him, therefore, as in everything that He has accomplished, everything that He has purchased for us, we stand. Thus today, we do not fight for victory, we fight from victory. We're not trying to gain the victory. He has already won the victory. He's already done it. He's already achieved. We do not fight in order to win, but because Christ has already won. Overcomers are those who rest in the victory that has already been won for them. See, in our advancing, in our prayer, in our going forward, in our taking of authority, what we're doing is we're appropriating that victory for our friends and our loved ones. We're saying, Jesus has done this. Jesus has accomplished. I'm appropriating what has happened 2,000 years ago on the cross. And every one of these stripes that inflicted His body, the power of that, what has inflicted Him, I now stand in the success of that. I'm an overcomer. I'm victorious because of what He has done and accomplished. The devil is not going to have a pop at me. I submit to God. I surrender my life to Him. I don't become arrogant or cocky with the enemy, but I submit my life to the Lord. And because I submit my life to the Lord, I can resist the enemy. I can stand against him. See, in our advancing, you see, we're advancing in victory. Why? Because we're advancing in the one who's already won the victory. Mercy has triumphed over judgment. The cross demonstrates to every principality and power that Jesus has triumphed over the work of the enemy. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Thank you, Jesus. He has become our merciful and faithful high priest. What I want you to do now, I just want you just to respond. I want you to appropriate the power of the blood of Jesus and the stripes of Jesus. What I'd like you to do is just come. If you're believing for someone, you know, in your family to get saved, I want you to appropriate that by faith today. God, I thank you for that victory. I can pray for them in a place of victory for them. If you need healing today, if you're feeling any of those things that man has felt, Jesus has already dealt with that upon His very body, and He wants to set you free today. I'm going to ask you to do something, okay? And that's just to get out of your chair and just to come forward, okay? Can everybody do that? Just come forward. As you're coming forward, you're appropriating the victory of the blood of Jesus. If any of you guys are suffering anything, any ailment, what you're doing is saying, Jesus, I thank you that you suffered on the cross that I don't need to suffer today. And today, in your precious name, I appropriate. What does that mean? I take hold of that victory. I believe what you say and believe what you've actually done. I thank you, you've already purchased my freedom. You've already purchased my breakthrough. And I take hold of that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get us to release a shout of praise, right? And you know what I'm going to do? This stuff that the enemy has used, every negative thing, we're going to believe today. If there's healing, we're going to believe for healing grace to flow. If there's any oppression, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of every oppression and every depression. There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. If you don't know Jesus today, the word says, don't harden your heart. If he's speaking to you and you know your heart is beating, if he's speaking to you, because you know that you need to give your life to him today, you come forward. And the person that you came with, or, you know, at the end, well, you know, I'll get some guys just to pray with you. But you see, you don't need to leave this room. The punishment that brought you peace was laid upon the very body of Jesus. And in a minute, all I'm going to ask us to do is we're just going to praise and exalt his name. We're just going to magnify his name. And as we do that, those things are going to be broken off of people's lives. Okay, we're just going to release right now. Let's just release a shout of praise. Yes, Lord! Yes! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Every single one of these is broken! 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 Broken in the name of Jesus! Broken! Shattered off! Shattered off! Shattered! Shatter off, Lord God. Every single one of these things, Father, you broke upon your body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your victory. Thank you, Lord God.
One name is higher.
Let's praise him, yeah.
One name is stronger. Any great, any throne, Christ exalted over all, the only Savior, Jesus Messiah. To you alone all praise belongs, Christ exalted over
all.
One name is stronger than any grave and any throne. Christ exalted over all.
We say,
Jesus Messiah. Exalted
to you alone,
all praise belongs. Christ exalted
to you alone,
all praise belongs. Christ exalted all.
We sing your praise.
We sing your praise. We sing your praise. We sing your praise. Over all. We'll sing your praise, we'll sing your praise, we'll sing your praise forever. We lift your name, we lift your name, Jesus.
We'll sing your praise,
we'll sing your praise, we'll sing your praise, we'll sing your praise. Stronger than any grave and any throne.
Then I saw the Lamb looking as it was slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and elders. And they sang a new song, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe, language, people, and nation. And you have made them into be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Amen. So just hang fire with me just for a minute. We're gonna really let rip in a minute. We're gonna praise him again in a minute with that song. So what does it mean to walk in the world as a child of light? So what does it look like for us? In mercy he forgave you, so in mercy we forgive. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have with one another. Forgive as the Lord forgives you. You see, in mercy he made his body a sacrifice for you. So in mercy our bodies become living sacrifices. Where is that? Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. In mercy he taught the people, so in mercy, not judgment, we share the truth of the word with others. In mercy he provided for people, and so with a similar compassion we reach out to those in need. For we are Christ's masterpiece. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we do the good things he planned for us to do. We are his masterpiece, carrying his Holy Spirit to a broken and a lost people in the world. We reach out in compassion. In mercy, he healed the sick. So in mercy, we obey the commission and heal the sick in his name. The word says, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So to be shown merciful, so to be merciful is much more of an attitude of heart and mind. True compassion moves people. Love compels us. Love is a doing word. Love is an action. See, this breakthrough that we are appropriating this morning, it's not just about us. 2 Corinthians 1:1-4. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times. And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times, so that we can be there for that person, just as God was there for us. You see, our breakthrough here is not about us containing the life, but it's about sharing the life. Every single one of us. I just want us to pray now, just for those that we love. We're just going to pray in the Spirit right now, just for those that we're reaching out to right now. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Father, we lift our loved ones to you. We appropriate the victory of the cross over their lives right now. And Father, I thank you. As an army advance, we take hold of their lives. We take hold of their lives, Lord God, for the kingdom purposes. We say no to the enemy. We say, get your hands off in the name of Jesus. Get your hands off them now. We appropriate the blood of Jesus. We appropriate what the Lamb of God has done right now, and we call in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call in people salvation. We speak salvation over every single person, Lord God, in my family, Lord God, my son and my daughter and my mom. I speak salvation. I speak life over them today. I break the power of every curse over their lives today. And thank you, Father, you've called me to be an overcomer. You've called me to take hold. Take hold. Take hold like a violence in prayer. Take hold of their lives for you and your kingdom, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're going to sing that song again. We're going to exalt the Lord. If you feel like dancing, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do, but appropriate as we sing this. We're saying, God, you're higher than any circumstance. God, you're greater. And I appropriate, because I can, because of what you have done on the cross, I appropriate it. I say, I believe what you have done, Lord. And Lord, as I exalt you, as I praise you, walls will come down. Bricks and rubble are going to get moved out of the way so people can come to the Lord. So we're going to sing this with all our heart. It's just great, church, just to be together. Sometimes as a body, we do this together, yeah. Over the whole of Kingdom Faith. Let's just go for it.
One name is higher. One name is stronger.
Prophetically, just finish by declaring this, Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has appointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to announce the captives will be released and the prisoners will be free. Do that once more with passion in your heart. Amen. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has appointed me to bring good news to the poor.
He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to announce the captives will be released and prisoners will be free. And everybody said, Amen! 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 Amen!
There's only one name that's higher this week, and that's the name of Jesus. Amen. Just appropriate that mercy of the cross this week. Appropriate, Pastor Connie, the grace of God, the enabling power of God. But through that mercy, we are everything that Christ has won for us. We are his success. He has succeeded where we failed. Amen. Just bless the person next to you and thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.